On this episode of Chicago Beer Fast, Nick and I are drinking some Flamingo IPA from Goose Island as we talk about our Bourbon County dinner, Phobab, and Dark Lord Day. All that and more on this episode.
Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You gotta take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
You should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Fast. I'm Brad Chulisky.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we're so used to like sitting across from each other. This is odd.
It is more casual. Well, it's always casual, but I feel good about it. It's different.
We've got comfy chairs now.
It's like we're doing it in a hotel lobby. We're doing the pod in a hotel lobby. That's how it feels, right?
Oh, yeah, we got snacks out and plants.
Right.
But, of course, we have beer, and we're drinking some Goose Island beer because Ken Hunnemeter stopped by and dropped off a couple four-packs of this guy.
Right on, man. Cheers to you, honey money. Flamingo Tropical IPA.
Right. As they continue down their, like, hazy, juicy IPA trend.
Yeah. I think last time I was at the pub, and I was grabbing that Suffolk County Stout or whatever that was, you know, the English whiskey. There was no less than 8 IPAs on draft. All haze, all variants of haze.
This is the best one I've had so far out of there. Like that Bear Hug one, whatever, another one we had on the show or did a video for. This one's much softer, reserved. It feels like a hazy IPA with IPA roots.
It's got like classic IPA intensity. It's 7.5%.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this is a Citric, Mosaic, and a Simcoe Cryo. If I got it right, Cryo is like some sort of weird like freeze extraction of hop oils or some shit, right?
Oh, I don't know.
I feel like, because, you know, when they talking about Bodum's got a Cryo in it. And okay. I think that's what I remember him saying.
Hmm. I don't know, but I'm digging this, so if you see it at Binny's or at the store, head over to Goose Island and pick it up, because it's nice. Cheers to that. I feel like it's closer to, like, Lost Palate. What I remember having Lost Palate for the first time, not what it is now. I feel like it's a little different.
It was way better before it was canned.
Yeah. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
And this makes me have those same feelings I had about Lost. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is different. This is good. Nice job. As Nick tries to find this Cryo.
Hop. It's just a variant of Simcoe, so I had that all wrong.
Oh, so it's not Cryo frozen from the future.
It utilizes the most innovative technology in cryogenic processing.
Oh.
Where the whole leaf hops are separated and concentrated lupulin at low temperatures.
Oh, okay.
To preserve the oils.
Interesting.
So they separate the lupulin. Okay.
All right, cool. All right, we're gonna keep sipping on these and dive into our past adventures. And it's kind of fitting that we're drinking this Goose Island beer because we got some a Goose Island dinner we went to.
Yeah, for the first time in what, probably like 2 years.
Right.
Right? At a Goose Clybourne. So this was a Bourbon County dinner. Now this is so close to BCS season that for a second I thought this was the BCS.
The new Bourbon County.
I thought this was the 2021 preview for a second. It was kind of, yeah, it was a little misleading.
I feel like, yeah, I wonder if there was anyone else there that was under the same assumptions we were. Like, it's a Bourbon County dinner. Why aren't you going to give us a taste, at least, of the new one? Like,
what's up with that Elijah Craig Reserve? I mean, what's going on? Where is it? I know it's packaged.
They're all packaged. They should have, like, been like, here's an extra treat. Like, you're going to get, like, a little pour at the end of the night of the new one.
Yeah. So instead, we got Goose introduced a new chef and a new head pub brewmaster for Clybourne. So he was basically debuting all his new recipes.
Okay.
The chef, not so much the pub brewmaster.
Right, because they were all Bourbon County and whatever a welcome beer
was. Well, Cermak Pils.
We got like two of. No one else got two. We got two.
It was solid. It made for a good pick too.
Yeah.
I like the Cermak Pils. The Cermak Pils. And then let's run down the BCSs, right?
Okay.
There was 2020 OG.
Yeah.
There was the Bourbon County Rare 2015.
That's the green box.
Green box. Wooden box, right? Green wooden box. Remember the
wooden box.
The original was the
green. So this was the wooden box.
This was the second one, yeah. So and then I gotta look at the list, man. Oh, and then the infamous 2019 Bourbon County Double Barrel.
Yeah, that was good.
Which for the low price of 100 American dollars you could purchase and take home.
Right. Oh, yeah. we'll get to that story here. But these were legit pours. Mm-hmm. They were, what, 10 ounce pours at least?
Yeah, and this was every bit of like a Wednesday night or something.
Yeah, you finished all yours. I did not. But I barely put a dent in mine. I was taking it a little easy.
This was quite the ride, man. You know, when the first two entrees came out, you know, they were like these finger foods.
Yeah.
Right?
It was a cracker.
Yeah, it was a fancy cracker with like, you know, some kind of smoked trout.
Yeah, some kind of fish on a cracker.
Yeah, one was a beef jam spread, and the other was a fish cracker. We're not describing these very well.
No, you might as well just give someone like a carrot and hummus.
So we're like, you know, this is super fucking weird. You know, these little portions and then these weird kind of, you know, what's the word? Like modern interpretations of like comforting things.
Right. Next was it the sandwich deconstructed?
The pastrami and sandwich in quotes. Yeah.
This was far from a sandwich, and it left me upset at what was like. I was first two courses were sort of like, what are you doing to me?
You know, we were kind of joking, and we were feeling pretty good. But I was telling Brad, I'm like, man, you know, if Guinness opens downtown and they do a deconstructed corned beef and hash, you know, I'm walking out.
Yeah, they might get kicked out of Ireland.
I'm walking out. This shit was super weird. It was because it was like the bread on the sandwich kind of looked like a brownie.
Yeah, like a weird pudding.
Yeah, it was like a bread pudding, but it was a rye bread pudding. And on top of that was the sandwich, which was like a pork with pastrami seasoning, right?
Right. The bread pudding thing wasn't bad, but it wasn't good.
Yeah.
It had the like flan texture to it.
Exactly. Yeah. They're not things you associate with
pastrami.
Yeah.
I want gelatin in my pastrami.
But then things picked up a little bit with the third dish. I thought now we're hitting a little bit of a stride here.
This was the tostada, and we were placing bets, and I thought we were going to get a Ritz cracker size tostada.
Yeah, you got a proper El Milagro size tortilla.
Yeah.
With, you know, Bourbon County braised duck, and then Bourbon County mole.
Yeah.
You know, and they paired that with Bourbon County anniversary. That's the one I forgot, Bourbon County anniversary.
And that was good, and you could tell everyone was what, three Bourbon Counties in now, and they were
definitely two.
They were starting to get a little like volume was moving up.
The mic went out for a second, and I think some guys were like, just yell at us.
Yeah.
Come on, you can do it. Like, so everybody was feeling good.
The fact that we finally got a proper food was a good sign.
Yeah. Now I will give them credit for this. There is no way I would pull out four Bourbon Counties and say, hey, I'm going to have some food pairings with these. And and try to pair it with, like, actual dishes, right?
Right.
So, you know, BCS mole and, you know, BCS braised duck and, you know, these kind of things. You know, even the rye bread, because there's rye notes in some of this Bourbon County. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It kind of, you know, kind of opened my view to what I could have with it. Because you think of Bourbon County, you're like, hey, winner in Chicago and tradition and low drinkability.
Right,
like how much can you have?
It's often desserty, a dessert thing. Which, so that was fun to see, but also, they're big beers, 13 to 17% each.
Yeah. So, you know, we're on the fence at this point. We're like, okay, this is fine. Then the main dish comes out, Brett.
Yeah. So what we got?
All sins were forgiven with this fucking thing, man. This was a beef rib. It was a smoked, is it Wagyu?
Yeah.
Smoked Wagyu rib, smoked for 72 hours over Bourbon County staves.
And when you say rib, it's not like, just a rib, like when you get like a baby back ribs from like chili or something. Like
this anything was some like that. Shit.
It looked like a dinosaur bone.
This was some shit out of the Flintstones.
Yeah.
This was the thing that knocked the car over.
It was like
a boar
rib.
It was this massive thing, and it took up the whole plate. And then
I was like forearm.
Yeah. And this thing was great, man.
It was rich, very. There was still a bunch of fat on there, but it was all like went very good with the meat because it was like juicy and rich. And then the Bourbon County sort of like melded well and cleaned out that like fatty taste maybe you're getting from the rib, but although it wasn't like grit that you were like getting from the meat because it was very like it fell off the bone.
Yeah, there was kind of an odd contrast, right? You think rich meats and rich Bourbon County, but then that 2015 rare was kind of oddly, I don't know, like maybe acidic or something. Like in the lineup of Bourbon Counties, it was the one that was a little more like tannic, like more like a wine would be, you know? Yeah. So it wasn't like all the way like straightforward, dark, sweet fruit. It was kind of this, it played really well. And I'm not, they did that on purpose. That was cool.
That was a crazy cut of meat. Like that meat alone would be $150. Like you were saying, this dinner was $150 for people that went. And a lot of people, like, I probably finished 75-80% of that rib. Dude next to me, who was with Zoller, he licked that bone clean. That plate was, I was like, what? Like, it was huge.
Yeah.
And you just came off of four Bourbon Counties and three other courses.
So let's paint the scene. So this is, they say since they converted it from, because it's not Goose Island Clybourne anymore, it's the Goose Island Clybourne Brewhouse.
Right.
So since they, you know, got rid of the patio and put in more tanks, this is the biggest dinner they've had. So usually they just do tabletops and they do it in the patio, but this was like a longer table, you know, like 60 or so people. Mm-hmm. And then they had it in the Matilda room, which is the first room off the main entrance to the right.
Yeah.
You know, not where Stop Fest would be, but the other room.
Okay.
Yeah. So then, so we were in the back, kind of along the wall next to some raucous Goose employees.
Yeah.
A whole little five top of them. And then there's Zoller and his guy. And then we were sitting next to them. Like, and we had a little tabletop. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then to end the night, they gave you like a little goodie bag, and in there was a token for a bottle of Bourbon County. And this is what it sounded like. And there was no one sitting next to us, so we watched the people on the other side of that table steal the token.
Just kind
of
take the token, and there's a bag with, was it glass in it too, maybe?
Yeah, I think they did the glass too.
Glass, token, and this really cool book.
Right, yeah. It was written in green.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
Yeah. So we're kind of under the assumption that you're going to leave. This dinner was $150, but well worth it from the food and beer. But, oh, they're going to give you a Bourbon County, too. You get to redeem it.
We're like, well, hey.
You get to redeem the token, but you have to pay for the bottle.
Yeah, now I saw that the Bourbon County double barrel comes in the tube. I think, what, first year was what, 11-year Elijah Craig? The second year was 12-year Elijah Craig. Anyway, 2-year Bourbon County, 20% almost. And then, it's $80 if you drink it on site at Fulton.
Okay, and you can't buy this in the store?
No, because they released it just on Prop Day, and you had to get win tickets to Prop Day to buy it.
Okay.
Yeah. There was a...
If you won tickets to Prop Day to buy it, was it $80 then?
It was $50. It was $50 the day it was released.
Okay.
Goose Island Philly closed. So as part of their blowout sale, they sold all whatever Bourbon County double barrel they had. But other than that, those are the only places you could get.
Why'd they close? It just didn't work out?
COVID.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're just like, we're done.
Mm.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So let's get some jump on the package.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm like, we had company.
Yeah.
Oh, we're pausing. Oh, we close out the night with double barrel with a really the malt milkshake. I mean, come on.
Oh, we forgot about dessert. Yeah.
Malt milkshake is pretty good.
I forgot about that. But so then this token, we took the token over to the guy there, and I was like, oh, there you go. And he's like, all right, do you wanna? That'll be $150. I was like, what? He's like, oh yeah, no, the token gets you access to buy this. It's like, why do we have these tokens? You're literally sitting outside the door of where we're all coming from.
They didn't announce this price thing over the microphone at all.
Yeah.
It wasn't until you drank four Bourbon Counties and two rounds of Pilsner that they said, hey, oh, this is the price. And they kind of whispered it to you on the way out the door. Well, if you want it, here's the price.
And so me, I didn't drink all my Bourbon Counties, but Nick did, so he was more inclined to pull the trigger.
I've never regretted a purchase so fast. I think we got the bag, left the doors, and as soon as I got out the doors, I'm like, what in the fuck did I just do?
Yeah.
I just paid $100 for a bottle of beer.
I would have possibly felt like 60. I might have done it then.
Yeah.
150.
No, it was 100.
Oh, it was 100.
It was 100.
Oh, I thought it was 100.
No.
Oh, it was $80 at the brew pub. Oh,
right. Okay. And this night it was 100. Yeah. Yeah, it's a little steep, Brad. A little bit.
60 would have been the price where I'm like, might do that.
Yeah.
100 was, no.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't need that.
It's ridiculous price. And then looking back on it, you know, and we said this, we were talking to, and let's not have that overshadow, which was actually a pretty cool event. It was an Eventbrite event. Anybody could have signed up for it. I didn't know about it until we showed up. The brewers were there. So then, you know, they're telling you about what their favorites are from the upcoming release. And then, there was something I was going to say about that. The brewers are really excited about that, that Elijah Craig Double Barrel.
Yeah.
I think out of the ones they tried, they were like, hey, we have a schedule for these to go back into the tank, but we're drinking this now, and we don't think it's going to get any better. And that's the one they said.
Yeah.
Well, just the one brewer, Quinn. So, and that wasn't on my radar at all, so now I'm kind of excited about Toasted Barrel if he's excited about it.
Yeah, and then one other thing about the dinner, that 2015 Rare, that was at its peak. It is not getting any better.
No.
And it's just gonna go down. It's still tasting well, or so if you have it, get on it.
It is not completely oxidized yet, right? But it is on its way.
Yeah. Like, open that beer up.
Yeah.
Like Christmas time, Thanksgiving, that's it. This is time.
I think so too. I tell you, man, I think the best beer there, and it wasn't even close, was that the Weller
not
barrel.
The Cermak Pils?
It was not the Cermak Pils, unfortunately. Oh, that was number two, though.
Yeah, well.
That was number two, man. I think 2020 Bourbon County Anniversary.
Okay.
So the one that came out with the Tostadas. I thought it was a clear difference in the texture on that beer.
Yeah.
It reminded me a lot of the texture on the collab with Rev and that Baker, that On and On.
Okay.
And then it separated itself completely from those other ones, I thought. So. Yeah. Oh, shit. That was a fun time, man. Should have said that, man. I mean, first day of fall. So this was the fall BCS dinner.
Yeah. So. We went in not knowing what to expect.
Yeah.
We're pleased.
Yeah. Did not suck.
Yeah.
It was solid, man.
So that was really my only stop over the last couple weeks. What else did you hit up? Did you make anywhere else?
You know, I tried to go to Half Acre, man. The Half Acre... We feel like we talk about Half Acre every week. The Half Acre Hot Butcher.
Unofficial.
It's the unofficial Half Acre pie. The Half Acre collab is out with Hot Butcher.
Oh, nice. What's it called?
Super Slug. Okay. So, just supposed to be like a super sluggish, resin, piney experience on your drinking palate.
Okay.
It's really good, man. You know, it kind of, you know how Hot Butcher beers, man, they always finish like juicy. Like, they always finish fruity and kind of pillowy. And Half Acre beers sometimes, they can just be, like, very alcohol-forward sometimes,
yeah.
You know, even the IPAs. So this kind of had, like, the aromatic experience of a Half Acre beer, but definitely finished like a Hot Butcher beer.
Okay.
That beer's pretty good. I just meant to bring some. I got, like, a couple for a pack.
Oh,
try.
Okay.
I just, you know, just wasn't thinking. So I got, I tried that.
Oh.
And I tried to get Sticky Fat, man, you know, one of the original black IPAs, man, because it's a black IPA, and then it's also a wet hop ale. So I tried to get Sticky Fat, but Sticky Fat's not being canned this year.
Oh, okay. No. So only draft?
Draft only.
Okay.
Yeah. So
just at the brewery, or can you, is it going draft like at other places?
You know, I hope this changes, but the brewery mentioned no crawlers, and then you can only get it on draft there.
Okay.
So I'm wondering how much they made. So I guess they typically use Chinook for the hops, but then they used cashmere this year. So we're talking to the guys at Benny's about it, because that's where we went to look for it.
Yeah.
And they're like, I wasn't there, but I had it because I closed out the night. And me and Brad were talking in the pre-show. This guy works at Benny's, we know this guy. And it was like, they blew it out. You know, like the founders were there pouring beers last night. You know, they pour, you know, all the crazy benthic stuff, yeah. Some classic Big Hug stuff, you know, and then all the original lineup of Gossamer and Over Ale. You know, yeah. All these beers.
I would have loved that last night. Gossamer. I don't know why I didn't get over there for some Gossamer.
Yeah, man. That sounded like a good hang. It wasn't in my mind to close out Half Acre. But listening
Brad,
to this guy.
Brad and Nick, beginning of Chicago Beer Pass, you know, really, we would have been there.
And
now we're like, we didn't make it.
You're like, yeah. So, yeah, it sounded like a pretty good hang, man.
But then you got some news on Jonathan Cutler from him at Benny's.
This was old school Chicago. There's Jonathan Cutler signing from the guys that work at Benny's. So I'm in Benny's, and I'm like, you have to tell me every single thing about this party, because it's the last party ever at Epic. Mm-hmm. And one of the things is like, yeah, you know, I never get to talk to Jonathan Cutler, but Cuddy was there. And I'm like, oh, where's he been? And we talked about how abrupt the exchange was between him and the new guy. And,
yeah.
You know, and he's like, yeah, this guy's opening up a brewery in the Faroe Islands.
So where are these islands? Right.
I mean, I thought he said Scotland, between Scotland and England, but then that doesn't make sense. So, and I think it's like between Iceland and Scotland, some shit like that, right?
So this is... No one will go there.
This is in the middle of
somewhere
nowhere.
For like the five people he's got. He's just opening up a cool homebrew shop.
I remember seeing a Stone documentary when they visited like Norway. And that's the only time I've ever thought about beer and like Iceland. You know? But that's an unofficial thing that Cuddy apparently has mentioned that he's gonna start a brewery. And the Faroe, I had to look this place up. I'm like, the what?
What? All right. Cool. For it feels like a ultimate, I don't know, just crisis of his. Just, that's a lot to.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of it. I think we should talk to him. I think we should reach out to him.
Before he's gone?
Before, you know, he's on some island with no...
With no
detached from civilization,
no running water. I don't know what they got over there.
You need water for beer. You probably don't have no communication.
He's bringing like buckets from the melting ice. I think.
And it's like a barrel system.
It's
a one barrel system.
Oh, do they even use barrels? Is it like on different systems?
It's over there.
No,
right?
I think barrels are universal. It's a 1 liter system. Okay.
That's the party I didn't go to. Oh man, I finally did the Evanston run. I don't know if we talked since then. I did the Temperance.
Oh, you were Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest at a sketchbook, the original sketchbook. I didn't make it to the
You make the parties, you know, yeah. the Stein holding
or the bands. You know, there was some Lederhosen and it was a packed house, but it was way smaller scale. They were celebrating.
Okay.
But it wasn't the party. Yeah, because it wasn't on my route, man. I think I rode up, and first stop was Temperance, and then I went over to Benny's to have this talk, and then I came down. So Skokie wasn't on my route, but Evanston was.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny about the Temperance one was that Temperance was my first stop, and you know, I'm like, do you have your log? Do you have your Marzen and a Stein? And he's like, nah. We ordered our steins like 3 fucking months ago, and our party was yesterday, and our steins never came. I'm like, man, that sucks, but I'll try your Oktoberfest anyway, you know, because yeah. I'm gonna try them all. And you know, theirs was fine. Theirs was a little bit too hoppy for me, like big bitter hops. I'm like, this isn't really what I wanted.
Okay.
But then by the time I got the sketchbook, I'm like, you got the stein? They're like, yeah, we got the 32 and a 64. Get the big one, and then it was a proper fucking Oktoberfest.
Ooh, 64 stein, man. That that's your night there.
Yeah, so two beers, man. The big stein is two beers.
Yeah. Damn, how was Skeptics Oktoberfest?
I enjoyed theirs a lot.
I feel like we had the Great Lakes Oktoberfest on that reel, and I'm like almost like, I don't even feel like it's October. Like I'm not even drinking those beers yet.
You gotta do it at least once. So I'm glad we did it and got out the way.
Yeah.
And I know Metro had their party, so it's 2 weeks. Metro just had theirs, and everyone else, it feels like, had theirs the first week.
Okay.
Of whatever the Oktoberfest in Munich would have been.
I think I need to just go somewhere and just go get some steins,
and
right?
Pour a stein?
Yeah.
It is fun. You know, that big ass stein, mm-hmm. You know, with the, you know, I mean, they had a bunch of, you know, pierogies and sauerkraut, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. I'm kind of out on that. If there's a pretzel with the dark mustard, I'm in for that. But yeah, having a stein is never gets old, man. That's just cool.
I feel like Beguile's Oktoberfest is happening. Is it this weekend?
Oh shit! The Oktoberfest anniversary. Their right. Shared anniversary with who's next to
Dubtail? I think that is happening this weekend.
Is IG back up? Man, let's check it out.
Oh yeah, the Facebook was down today. I believe that's happening this weekend, or maybe it's next weekend.
No, I think it's coming up. I think you're right.
But it's their anniversary, so they...
October 16th and 17th.
16th and 17th. Maybe that's the one I'd go to for some stein action.
Yeah, because that's a full-on block party.
Yeah.
And then you can get the Kolsch. Fuck, I should know the name of this thing. They come down on the...
I don't think you can get that at the party. They have like two trays. Remember when we were there?
That's true.
They were like, we have two trays.
I forgot about that. Yeah, you won't be getting that. Yeah. Is Rev doing a block party?
I haven't heard anything.
No.
Okay. So Beguile's 16th and 17th as we get into events happening here. I think we gotta go to that. We got Oktoberfest Day. And go.
I'm down with that.
Alright.
Nice little bike ride.
And that's a two brewery thing. They always have a lot of, they're going to have a band. They're pouring lots of other stuff. They have their tappings. I think I have a gift card for Beguile too that I bought at the beginning of COVID to support these places. I mean,
ever since the original Ravenswood, what do they call them? Ravenswood, Malt Row. One year they had this massive party along the parking lots by the train. It ran like four blocks. And ever since that summer party, I've been like, if you're going to go to one thing, you should go to that one. Yeah, dude.
All right. That's maybe we'll probably talk about it again on the next episode. But yeah. Then there's other events that are popping up. I guess Dark Lord? Is that probably the next big event?
It will not be in person, but Dark Lord 2021.
Is that even an event? Is it an event?
Brad, for the low price of $160, you get to add two more OG Dark Lords to your collection. I'm like, what do you even do with OG Dark Lord at this point?
Scam it to other people?
You know, or try to make, I don't know, some kind of chocolate fudge or some shit out of it.
It is a funny beer that people want to try, but anyone who's had it doesn't really enjoy it that much, but they want to know, they want to have it. Just to remind themselves, that's not that great.
I always give it, if I'm going out of town, I give it to them. Because it's the only day of year you can buy it.
Right.
So it ends up being gifts.
Okay.
Yeah. Dude, I got like five years of Dark Lord. Like, I don't know what to do.
I have none anymore. So thank you, whatever happened in my life that I don't have anymore.
I do like the wax.
Yeah.
You know, the bottles are cool to look at.
So you get two regulars and two variants?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, the ticket's going on sale October 18th. There isn't any description of what the variants would be as of yet. You get a tote bag, two variants, and two OGs.
Okay.
So.
And you have to go and pick it up?
Yeah, and it's limit two per customer. And you'll just get two variants. Orders must be placed online and received at the brewery.
Okay.
So you got to go to Munster.
And is it like a week window or something that you can go claim it?
Yeah, it's mum's a word on a lot of stuff.
Oh, okay.
Show your ID, open your trunk, you can buy merch. It'd be funny if people just started like
hanging out.
And just had their own little unofficial dark lord day.
Like, we're at the park across the street.
Right. I mean, because there's tons of park. There's like a little park across from the hospital.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
So are you doing this? Are you going to...
What are the variants, man? What you gonna do? Stick me with like some tequila barrel-aged Dark Lord, man? Is that what you gonna do to me, man? Stick me in a Dark Lord with some goddamn super sweet ass fortified wine barrel? And then I can't drink the shit for 2 years because it's too fucking sweet?
But you still want it? At $40? For $40?
This is the best bottle shared ever. Dark Lord there.
Right.
Best bottle share ever.
They have to come back next in 2022, and it's got to be big, right?
Yeah, when you strip away the party and you just focus on the beer. I just got questions about this beer, and this is a talk we have every year, right? It's like, right, what is the intent of this beer? You know, I like Floyd's, you know, and I think the Chemtrail and Vanilla are amazing, but the OG beer, what are we doing with this beer?
Yeah,
what's the point? What are you trying to tell us with this beer? It's supposed to be coffee in it. I don't really taste. I never taste fucking coffee.
Right.
I don't know. Now you're getting me excited.
Okay. You're gonna do it.
I'm gonna end up with like four bottles. Yeah. We'll drink them all.
We'll drink one here. That's what you do with wine. We'll have Dark Lord. Okay. We had it. That's one bottle gone. All right. And then so on that like variant barrel aged beer realm, we got Phobab.
The return of Phobab, man. There's two options in Phobab now. It was a Phobab at home, just like last year. And Brad, they're doing an in-person Phobab, man.
All right, what do we got?
I don't know, man. Let's talk about this for a second. There's two sessions instead of the three.
Okay.
Right? This is November 12th and 13th.
And it's somewhere else.
It's down the street. So there was a UIC forum where, you know, what is it called? It's the UIC forum.
All right.
It's just one big room. Right. Kind of like a trade show room.
But this is at the pavilion.
Right, so we're talking stadium seats. This is where they have Wingfest. I don't know if you've ever been to Wingfest.
Oh, that was the Wingfest now?
Yeah. I saw a new addition at the UIC pavilion. It was fucking great.
I've only been to Wingfest when I was at the Plumbers Union.
Yeah. So this is an actual stadium with like stadium seats.
This is what we said in the beginning when we were like, this is, you move it to the pavilion, you do it there with bigger space, less people. They listened.
The people have spoken. The people are me and Brad.
Yeah.
And they finally like listen to us after like fucking 6 years of shit.
But yeah, these guys are right.
Yeah. So, but raw stats, right? Like there's the old place holds 3,000 people.
Okay.
This place holds 10,000 people.
But they're not having 10,000
people. Right. I think the whole point is like, see, because if when I first read this, I mean, you know, we skimmed through it. I'm like, you know what? 3,000 people. At the forum, I'm fucking, they always oversell it. I'm not going to that.
Yeah.
But then when I'm like, oh shit, this ain't the forum. This is the stadium. That's completely different. I think I'm in for that, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
What, you got the vax and the...
Or
the, test.
Yeah.
Negative test.
Or yeah. And then it's Phobab. So Phobab was Friday.
It was Friday and then Saturday, two sessions.
Right. So now it's
Friday.
Now I know Friday session. Well, no, it's over 2 days now.
Oh, it is. So it's a Friday and Saturday?
So one Friday, one Saturday.
Oh, okay. So that's smart.
So no night session.
No. Okay.
That's the best session, man.
Hey, well, you went to the day session because that's when the awards happen. Saturday day.
All right. And then you don't leave.
Oh.
Right? Like, you just stay. You just stay at night?
I have been known to, but it does not end well.
Yeah.
Those are dangerous times.
Friday 6 to 10, Saturday 1 to 5.
Okay. See, you gotta go to the Saturday one because that's when the awards are.
Yeah, you do gotta go to the awards.
Unless they move the awards to Friday.
I
don't know about that.
Just 2 days. Doesn't say. Brewers will be staged throughout the main floor and the concourse. I like this idea, man.
It's gonna be very spread out.
Yeah.
And then there is a to-go option as well, which you can pick up at the pavilion.
Yeah, I've heard good things about this. Assorted six pack.
Not at Soundgrowler.
Oh, was that how it was last year?
No, it was at, not Soundgrowler.
It was somewhere at, not in the city, right?
It was where one of the other Tinley
Park. The Open
was.
Bottle, Hailstorm.
It was at Hailstorm. Was it at Hailstorm?
The Open Bottle, Hailstorm, Soundgrowler, and there's something else in Tinley. 350?
And there's another one, too.
There's another
one? Old Brother.
Oh, brother. Oh, yeah, that old brother. No.
It might have been at Songcrawler. I forget. But it was in Tinley Park. But this is at the location. Like, you could...
Six packs, $60. Branded tote bag. Available for pickup at the USC Pavilion. The 12th through the 14th. You can come the day after the awards. And get your to-go.
So you can't get them the day up.
It's like the 12th through the 14th.
Oh. So could you go to the event?
You can get it before the awards, yes.
Could you go to the event, and then as you're leaving, pick up your tote bag to go?
Yes. Hmm. I like that. 125 breweries, 200 beers.
So $60 for your to-go, and then how much are tickets for the normal?
65 and 85.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
It's all bad.
Yeah.
It's for a long time, and that was our finest hour. As a as an in-person festival,
right?
But I mean, it didn't get too much better than Fobab.
And they did a good job with beer under glass. So I don't know, I think this goes pretty smooth.
Yeah. So they're back on track, man. Last year, a cider won that festival for the first time ever.
Yeah, that's how you know COVID ruined beer festivals.
Yeah, I can remember the days when who was it? The guy who works at what's the Sam Adams cider? Angry Virtue. He used to work at Virtue, Ryan Burke.
Okay.
He was, I remember, I could picture him in Justin Maynard's face asking him why the cider category didn't get to participate in Best in Show, because that's how it was for a long time. And then they let him in the Best in Show competition, and then they fucking win Best in Show. A cider.
Yeah, they're not allowed. Like, get him out of there. It's a beer fest.
Yeah.
All right. So that's a. That's what we've been up to. Those are events. Is that going to do it for the show?
I think so, man.
Nice. All right. So, Nick, where can people find you, get in touch when we're not here?
Hey, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD, Chicago Beer Pass, Chicago Beer Pass, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook when it's not offline. And we'll be back with another episode soon. Take care.
Cheers.